You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones. Good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom and Tom Jones, and it is time to wake up, including myself. I'm trying to do that. Hope you're all having a great week and continue to keep the prayers, keep the people in the North Carolina, South Carolina, and the coast in prayer with the waves that are coming through that they're going to be having. We just pray that God's hedge of protection for those people. Also this morning I'm having a gentleman call in. His name's Bill Sims, and he's going to talk about his ministry. His ministry is to men. I've heard about it, and it's been here in Brevard County for years. It is in Vieira. I believe he told me there was one the ministry. They have the Vieira Fuel. They have also in Merritt Island, I believe, probably several other places. So he's going to call in shortly and share about his ministry that God has put him in, and it's a delightful one. My wife keeps reminding me, don't forget there's a Vieira Fuel. It's in Vieira, and I believe it's at the there's a restaurant. I'll have him explain it to you. He's calling in now. So, yes, sir, Bill. Yes, sir, Bill. Bill.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Tom.
How are you today, Tom?
Good, good, Bill. And I was telling the listeners a little bit about you and about what the Lord's having you do. And if you could just expound on it and tell the listeners about your ministry that the Lord has you in, and let them know what you're doing.
I'd be glad to. Thanks for having me on this morning to talk about Fuel, our Fuel group. Fuel is an acronym for Faith, Unity, Evangelism, and Leadership. Our group of Christian men has met for 20 years, Vieira Fuel for the last 15. Can I give you got a thought that I can talk about?
Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, let him know where you meet, too. That's important. I was trying to think of the restaurant you gentlemen meet at, and expand a little bit about the Fuel a little further for us and tell us where you meet and what time.
Okay. I think the acronym Faith, Unity, Evangelism, and Leadership, the acronym for Fuel, kind of explains most of the things about our group. But the Vieira group meets every Thursday at Pizza Gallery in the Avenue Vieira. But there's also a Cocoa Fuel and a Merritt Island Fuel. Mm. The Cocoa Fuel is led by Pastor Errol Beckford and attorney Jason Hedman. And the Merritt Island Fuel is led by Pastor Bill Cruz.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And do they meet? When do they meet, Bill?
Cocoa meets on Monday at noon. And Merritt Island meets at 11 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, good. And you've been doing this for 20 years?
I've been doing it for 15, but 15? The group's been in existence for 20 years. And I have a great helper. His name is Brian Dillon. He's the owner of Dillon Digital Video. And he helps lead the Vieira Fuel Films, the speaker, and post the films on our website. Our website is godfuelingmen.com. Our archives include over 300 videos.
My goodness. And that's of testimonies of the speakers that you've had?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. That's amazing. And what's the Lord putting on your heart, Bill, this morning? What's he ministering to you about? What's he showing you?
Well, he's showing me that I'm not a great radio guest, but that's okay.
You're doing fine.
I'm doing what I can.
You're doing very well.
Okay. This week at Vieira, we have a guest speaker, and we do every Thursday at noon. And today is Ollie Fahardy. He is a Muslim that has converted to Christ, and he has a very interesting history, and he's a great speaker.
My goodness. And that's today at the Pizza Gallery.
Yes.
I must say the Pizza Gallery is one of my favorite places to go. I'm trying to watch my diet here. But my business partner,
you won't do it at Pizza Gallery.
That's one of my favorite. You picked a nice place to have men come to and share their hearts, and again, can you go over the times again with all of us and the listeners?
Yes, Monday at noon is Cocoa Fuel, and Tuesday at 11 o'clock is the Merritt Island Fuel.
And then yours meets on Thursday?
Yes, at noon. And Chris Canine, who owns Pizza Gallery, has been very gracious to let us use his meeting room to get together in. Mm-hmm.
And that's in the Avenues, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I thought so. Yeah, there's only one Pizza Gallery that I know, and I sure like that buffet. That's my problem.
That's true.
But I
buffet,
think
the return of the buffet is something fairly new.
Yeah, that's nice. And then what is God doing with you, Bill? You don't mind sharing
right
a bit.
Now my challenge is to try and figure out a way to keep the Christian men interested in fuel and hosting and keeping it going. Because that's, it's not a big group, but it's a group that has a lot of important people in it. When I say important, I mean godly people in it. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to maintain the momentum of these groups. We need some young people to help keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll definitely pray for you for this. And because we know, Bill, you and I know, and Danny here, that what God orders, he'll take care of. And God has definitely truly opened a door for you. And he adds to the church, he adds to the fellowship. And we know that on a daily basis. It's just the little program I have here is called Wake Up, that we wake up to hear the essence of Jesus's heart. And his heart beats people, people, people. And so I commend you in what you're doing, Bill. You're standing in the gap, believing that, and as we know, that God, as Abraham told Isaac, God will provide. And that's my prayer, that God will continually open the door, that he'll continually provide men to come to your meetings and be blessed and come to know him. And if they know him, they'll have a deeper walk with him as never before. And that's my desire, too, is to draw closer and closer to him. Just, Bill, when I thought I really have my act together as a Christian, I find out I really don't. The Lord shows me a couple of different things, and you got to look at this, and you got to look at this, and you got to look at this. And I think we all, especially the men in America, because I know at one time I had my eyes set for, what prosperity is. I thought it was having a big business, writing a book, being on TV, and being a hotshot, and this is God's prosperity, and the Lord had to show me that's not prosperity. Prosperity is really, and I think men struggle with this a little bit, and I used to, that prosperity is really knowing him, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, sir.
It's just
Tom,
not.
We look forward to hosting you to speak on September 18th, we're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you for the invite. I'm honored and humbled, and I pray, could I pray with you, Bill, before you?
Sure. Please do.
Yes, sir. Father God, I thank you for Bill and his willingness to be available to minister to the many men here in Brevard County. And I thank you for that you add to the church, you add to the fellowships, Father God. Thank you for Bill's willingness to stand in the gap and be that great blessing and that you've called him to be. And I pray, Father God, you would continually add to the fellowship. Let it grow, Father God. Let men be blessed and ministered to. Let them draw closer and closer to you, Father God. And, Father, that we all may hear your heart beat, which beats people. That's what you died for on the cross, Father God, is your people, that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. I pray the men that will come, Father God, will be fired up for you, Father God, and that you would use them all in a mighty way. Use Bill, too, in a mighty way that he and all the men know us not of. We thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you for blessing Bill, his health, touching him from the top of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. I thank you for giving him the strength that he needs to continue on this ministry and the many other things that you have in store for Bill, Father God. I thank you for Bill and all that he does and the men that will come and the men that do come, that we'd be touched mightily by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bill, tell us again where you're meeting and the location again.
The Vieira Fuel meets at Pizza Gallery in the Avenue Vieira. every Thursday at noon. And again, we're looking forward to hearing you on September 18th.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Bill. And you meet every Thursday, is that correct?
Yes.
Every Thursday. Correct. And that's the same place, the pizza gallery?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what that's a blessing. Correct. So you men that are listening, if you have some time, make some time. You know, we often say, I'm going to do it, especially me. But let's make a point to meet Bill, go out there, be a part of a growing movement here in Brevard County, to be a blessing to one another, to encourage one another, as the scriptures tell us, and to grow in Christ. That's my goal. As I learned, as Paul said, Bill, that we must decrease, that Jesus can increase. And I struggle with that every single day. You know, my flesh, it always gets in the way. I said, Lord, help me. I sure need his help. So please attend the Fuel. Bill, I look forward to meeting with you and sharing, and may God continue to richly, richly bless you, dear brother.
Thank you, Tom, very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill, and God bless you, dear brother. Bye-bye. Again, that was Bill Sims, and he has a ministry for men that's in Vieira. That's every Thursday. They meet at noon at the Pizza Gallery. I believe there's a room in the back that they meet in. So if you're not familiar with Pizza Gallery, just go in and they'll direct you to where you're supposed to sit. And I've been there a couple times. I wasn't at the Pizza Gallery, but what a fabulous ministry. You know, we need to be men. We need to be accountable. And I think it's a great fellowship. And Bill, thank you for all that you do. And I pray the very best is yet to come for you, Bill. And the men that come, too, that they would be touched, ministered to, and set on fire for his purpose and for his glory. And thank you again, Bill, for calling in. My message today is from my heart. It's a lesson that I learned the hard way. You know, I'm always learning. You know, I'm in my older age here, I'm cautious when I drive. I watch, you know, the stop signs. I stop, not like my my business partner. I try to tell him, hey, Paul, there was a stop sign back there. in my older age, or getting a little older, I'm more cautious. You know, I am. I do the speed limit. I don't drive fast, and cautious about everything. And that can be good, and that can be bad. And I had an issue that came up with something, and I really needed to take it to Jesus. I really did, and I was struggling with it. And till the pastor ministered, and I thank the Lord for pastors, and I thank all you pastors that are listening, and those that aren't listening, I thank you. I come like the one leper and say thank you for all that you do, blessing the congregation, because being a pastor, I'm sure, is not an easy position. But I thank God for pastors, because my pastor ministered in church Sunday, Pastor Malcolm Wild, and he said something. You know, we're in the book of Romans, and the last verse that he shared shattered me. It says, the righteous will live by faith. And, you know, I've been struggling with something. And if you're struggling with something, and we all do, you know, learn to know that the righteous shall live by faith. God will always provide for each and every one of us, you know. And just, again, as I reiterate my program each week, that we're to draw near to him as he said he'd draw near to you. So the scripture I have for you today, and it's in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Didn't say part of your heart. With all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You know, didn't say some of your heart. It said with trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Then I had an issue that I had to just take to the cross, take to Jesus and say, Lord, you know, my mind has got to be stayed on you. Not your provision will never be your job. Your provision will never be the monies that you may have in the bank or the stocks that you may own. As men, we need to know that our provision will come from God. Now, don't get me wrong. God gives us a mind. He wants us to use it. He wants us to be good stewards with what he gives us. But we must stay focused on, you know, him. I remember in the Old Testament, it was Isaac that was going through a famine, and Isaac was on his way to Egypt for his provision, and God stopped him and said, no, you will go back and stay in the land where I've placed you and watch me provide. You know, and God will show up no matter what your need is. It's a physical need. It's a financial need, whatever. It's a healing touch, no matter what your need is. And sometimes I wander away from that. As the older I get, when I was younger, I got a phone call to go in the mission field, and I didn't want to do it, but my career ended, and I ended up working with a doctor in the mission field, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Used to jump off cliffs in Hawaii into the water. I enjoyed it. Today I wouldn't do that. I'm older, but I had faith back then, and today sometimes I say, Lord, what's happened? My physical body, I'm having a couple issues with a few things, and I trust him and I don't trust him. I trust him and I don't trust him. And here in Proverbs, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I tell you what, if I listen to my mind, I'll go stir crazy. I'm going to absolutely go stir crazy. But my heart will speak to me and tell me. It'll speak to me. And that's what I want. I want Jesus to tell me, and he will. When you read the scriptures, when you go to church and listen to pastors, and let's start getting in the habit of, when Hebrews, I believe it's 3:13, said, encourage one another daily while the day is still called the day. It's so important to encourage a brother. It is so important to encourage a sister. And it's so encouraging, and why aren't we doing it? And I encourage you to step it up. Emerald, the chef, I guess he'd say, kick it up a notch. I want you to start kicking it up. I want you to kick your Christian life up another notch for Jesus. You have gifts. You're gifted. You're talented. Just like the gifts that are in you come out of dormancy. And don't show off those gifts. Don't say, look what I'm doing, and look, I used to do that on Christian TV, and me and my wife told me, it's not about you. It's about Jesus. And then it isn't. It isn't about us. It never will be. The only name that needs to be known is his name, not our name, his name. So whatever you do for God's purpose, for God's glory, you make sure that you give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. I remember one time in the mission field, we were ministering down in Waikiki Beach, and we were leading one after another. My best friend Lee, he would be playing his guitar, he and I and the other men would be singing "For God So Loved the World," and it was beautiful. We'd harmonize, and "For God So Loved the World, that He gave His Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." And many people came to know Christ on the streets, and I couldn't believe it. As Lee was playing his guitar, as we were singing, as we were ministering, as we were sharing Christ with people, the crowds were just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I thought, look, I told Lee and Daryl and a few other people, I said, look what we're doing. And after we were done, it was usually about 2 a.m. at Waikiki Beach. That place comes alive. I'm telling you, Waikiki Beach in Honolulu, it comes alive at night. So what an opportunity that we had to minister to many, many people. And I'll forget, that when the crowds dispersed and left, we were heading back to our cars, and the Holy Spirit was ministering to me. And because I was telling Lee, Daryl, and the other brother, I said, look what we've done. Look what we did. Look at all the people that came to know Christ. Look what we did. And then the Holy Spirit said, I need to speak to your heart, speak to you. And I said, not sure. I told Lee, and I reminded Lee the other day when he was the brother I had on the radio about a month ago. And I said, look what we've done, Lee. And I said, I think the Lord's ministering to me right now. And he said, I'll leave you alone. And then I just kind of prayed quietly there on the street corner and said, Lord, what's wrong? What did I do? And the Holy Spirit said, look at your hands. And I looked at my hands. And the Holy Spirit said, where are your nail marks? I said, I don't have any. He said, remember, he shares his glory with no man. And remember, whatever God calls you to do, however greatness you achieve, or how high you go on the corporate ladder, how much money you ever will receive or have, remember, you give him all the glory and the honor. Jesus went to that cross and took those nail marks, took the stripes on his back, and the nail marks in his hands and his feet, that you and I might have life and have it abundantly. In 1 John, it says that we'll have life more abundantly. That's what I desire for each and every one of you, that we would step it up another notch like Emerald, that we would, whatever he calls us to do, that we would not be like Jonah and run the other way. You know, Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 says, when the word of the Lord came to Jonah, what did he do with it? He ran the other way. And that's what I do sometimes. He tells me to do something, and I'm running the other way. You can almost call me Jonah Jr. if you want. So, you know, I have problems. And my problem is Proverbs 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall make your path straight. Lord, help me in my unbelief. Help me to stay focused on you and get in your word, and not have the word to stay in my head, but my heart. And let us trust you more. Let us trust you more. And I thank you for that, Father God, that we might have that life, and life more abundantly, as you said. In Jesus' name we pray. And I'll tell you, just trust him. No matter what you're going through, just trust him. And I'll tell you what, he'll get you through. He'll get you through this life. He'll get you through the physical issues that you may have. You just need to lay that at his feet. Whatever financial issues, you need to lay that at his feet and listen to him. And he'll tell you what to do. He will tell you what to do. He'll speak to you. The Holy Spirit will minister to you. And I pray that you and all that are listening will start to kick it up another notch to live for him. That you will live that abundant life that he's calling us all to live. That you would not be found in a famine and questioning Jesus and saying, you know, going to Egypt for your provision, which means the world. Just go to Jesus. You know, each and every one of you, I pray God's richest blessings upon you spiritually, physically, and financially, that you would never lack, that you would stay focused. I think that's my problem. My vision's gotten a little blurry, you know, as I've gotten older, and my spiritual vision, Lord, help restore that, that I may not get so bent out of shape on something that happened that rattled me, and it rattled me to the core, that I may let that go and bury it. My provision will always be from you. And listeners, God's provision, he will always provide, no matter what it is that you need. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. You trust him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Well, Danny's telling me I got 1 minute left, and I wish I had the opportunity to open the phone lines up to maybe next week. If it's okay, maybe next week I could open the phone lines up and let some of you call in if you need prayer, if you need pray for your health, whatever it may be. If you're struggling like me, you know, and I'm trying to trust him more. I'm trying to trust him more. You look at me through your eyes, your spiritual eyes, in front of Tom, you're going to see a sign that God's placed in front of my life. And you know what that sign says? Under construction by God daily. I'm just under construction, being worked on every single day. As Paul said, we must decrease. This flesh of ours must decrease, that Jesus can increase. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the program this morning. I try to come here and share from my heart to each and every one of you. Pray that you've been blessed. I pray a new dawn and a new day and a new beginning for each and every one of you that listen. Stay focused. Keep your eyes on Jesus and stay awake. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.